is Nancy Marie Benjamin is a total rock star. Amen. I second that. So what question are we on? Third question?
No, we might be, no, we're actually on number four. But I got a couple things that I do want to pull in there that you've said, and I kind of want to pull out real fast, because the relationship that you put together between not just your staff there, but through the relationships that you have with the dealerships. And we posted up here a moment ago, relationships over revenue. You're telling us how your mentor helped you understand the value of building those relationships. You've also explained that you still had campaigns, still had things going on, even as this crisis was beginning to occur, where you could have been producing revenue that would have done nothing for the people that you have valuable relationships with, right? You understood these things. You have a culture inside of the building that you're in, inside of the company that you're in, that's promoting people, that's building up people in order to make the company stand rock solid. You have people that are passionately believing in what it is that they're doing, what it is that their mission is, and that culture is spewing over into the business that you actually have with the dealers that you have that relationship with. So as I kind of lean a little bit more into that and understanding that there's so much that happens there. You've explained the processes that you have to have in place, because you don't want to just work with anybody, right? You don't just let anybody into your life as a person, as just a person, and nor do you let just anybody into your business to do business with them. There's key things that have to be in line. Like you said, the inventory, the actual processes, you need to have the banks, you need to have the people that understand the mission. All of these things are key pieces to making business happen for car guys, business happen for the vendors, actual success occur for customers who are trusting dealers to give them their personal information, to spend their valuable time, then spend their hard-earned money, right? All of these things, you're telling a dealer, I'm going to get you people in front of you, but I want to make sure that you know how to take care of them when they get there. Just because you build a hospital doesn't mean that you got doctors that know how to do surgery, right? And so doing those things is helping to make sure that success comes to the people that you're helping, the dealers, right? Success is seen through the action of the purchase that happens with their client.
Yep.
But you're also hitting a fine niche, and you're letting people know, or you're letting your dealers know, hey, I'm going to bring you the customers that a lot of banks don't want nothing to do with, or a lot of the prime banks, right?
The prime banks.
Right. Yeah. They don't want to help them. You're helping them understand, look, these are valuable people. It's going to take a little bit of work. It's going to take a few different processes. It's going to take like inventory that's nearly custom for them, right? Mm-hmm. That is set up just right for them. There's so many intricate parts in that. So I love the entire understanding that goes into putting a car deal for somebody that is really sitting at the desk with the sales people like, man, I really hope they can get us done. And they wait for that one answer from their salesperson to say, hey, do we get approved? Do we get approved? Are we going to go look at cars now? We're approved? You know, that I get to, because in my posture in the dealership, I get to hear what's going on. I get to hear the conversations between the salespeople and their customer. And I get to hear that customer saying, what, we're approved? When a car is outside and it's all blown up and ready for a complete beautiful walk around, right? And they say, hey, come here. I got to show you this car. I want to show you this. And it's outside. And they're like, We're going to go look at a car, because they're so used to being told, we can't help you. You're not going to get it done. Not today.
Treat it like a number. Treat it like a number.
And that's so horrible when you think of it, that if you bring your child, your sick child, to the hospital, and they say, we don't know what's wrong with them, and we can't help them. How does that make you feel? What kind of rage rises up inside of you when you're like, what do you mean? You're the place that has all of this stuff to fix us. You have doctors. You have all of these people that can help me be better or diagnose what my problem is. And you're telling me you can't help me? Well, this is what happens when a customer that has had a couple of hiccups in the past, maybe a lot, maybe complete calamity, maybe they've never had anybody tell them how to pay a bill or lick a stamp. It doesn't matter. Whatever the case is, they're inside of your dealership because they need help. What is the help that they need? They have a transportation problem, right? They need a vehicle, and you're there to help them I'm with that. So as long-winded as I'm getting in it, the philosophy is that you're providing a way to help build that relationship with people and saying, I don't care what your past was, I want to help you out. I don't care what your actual roadblocks are, I want to help you out. You're doing that, but you put processes in place. What I want to ask and what I want to know about and what I think many people probably do want to know is what is it that you do or how is it that you encourage these dealers to adjust their mindset towards looking towards these people? What would you say to a person that you're delivering your product to? You're saying, look, we're going to bring you these people. They have these issues. This is what's going on, but they actively want to purchase something. What would you say to them to get their mindset in place to be able to help put that relationship over revenue?
I would say the biggest thing is the opportunity. You're going to probably speak to somebody who, you know, is completely afraid to speak with anybody who's never done this process before. And you're creating bridges that you've never otherwise had before with, you know, people that can become a long-time customer. You know, you just never know. Obviously, I mean, let's look at it two ways. You're building relationships and you're also getting a huge gross profit. I mean, what you make out of subprime is normally a little bit more than what you would make in other sales. And I'm not saying it's not all profit, but profit's not a bad word. You're going to work to build a life and all of that. And pay your bills and feel good about what you do. You're in sales, but you're also, I mean, you're looking at this consumer and you're giving them the opportunity to get into a car that they never thought possible that they could ever drive. And they take that home, they're coming back to you for, you know, forever. They're going to tell their family about you. That is the greatest customer you can have. They literally do the work for you. I mean, really, if you think about it, what work are you doing? The consumer is really doing all the work. They're bringing their steps together. They're bringing everything that they need. All you're doing is really helping them get from point A to point B, and helping them get into a vehicle that they never thought possible.
Right. You're a confidence builder, and that's what salespeople are. You have to build their confidence up. You know, when you have an approval, at that point, it's just building confidence and letting them know that your product is good, that you're good, that the dealership is good, that they're going to be able to afford it, that they're buying, they're making the best decision they could ever possibly make. Confidence builder. And when you do that and you're good at that and you can look people in the eye and honestly make them feel comfortable, make them feel like, hey, this is fun and I know that I'm making the right decision here because this guy's all comfortable and he seems really smooth about it. He's not all raggedy and all trying to be shady with me. He's just being honest, having tons of integrity. He has a lot of, he's friendly, he's got manners, you know, he's got all those things, or she, or whatever the salesperson is in front of him. You know, they got to just take care of the customer and build the confidence in them. And the confidence, even with people who are begging for a deal, they're still nervous. They don't want to make a bad decision. There's not a person out there that doesn't want to make a bad decision.
But so,
the key is just to make sure that you coach them up and you do that, you know. And that's something that, you know, you touched on a bunch there. You know, you talked about how these clients are amazing. So if you do your job, you go all the way through all those points, you deliver the vehicle, and you treat them right, it's so simple. I mean, it's like that even with prime customers. So all the stuff that we're talking about, even prime customers with a great, perfect credit, they still don't want to make mistakes. They still want to feel confident in their purchase.
Yeah.
They still want to like the person they're buying a vehicle from. And they still need follow-up, just like all the subprime customers. So follow-up, make sure you treat everybody like a millionaire. You know, be right, make them feel comfortable, and build the confidence in them to understand that they are making the best decision they can make at that moment. So
let's get to a couple of comments real quick.
Yeah.
We got Steve. We've already said that. He is a rock star. I 100% believe that. Randy says that he's been working with you for 6 years, and you are the best.
I'm sure he knows.
Man, Terry from the Think Tank.
Randy's the best.
Says, how does the subprime customer experience differ from the prime customer experience during the purchase? The one thing that I would answer on that is, well, I'm going to need you to prove that you make that much. That's one thing that changes between the prime customer and the subprime customer. Usually that's the one thing that changes. We have to prove what it is that we're saying. You know what I mean? And that's usually not that big of a problem.
You should be able to prove everything you're saying anyway, whether you're prime or not. To me, and I'm going to let Nancy answer this after too, but for me, the difference in experience is nothing. I'm still going to treat them with the respect. I'm still going to show them a vehicle and give them the best features and benefits and demo drive that they've ever had in their life. I'm still going to ask them questions. I'm still going to, you know, investigate what they're trying to do, what's the best fit for them. I'm still going to investigate what their monthly payment needs to be. I'm still going to investigate what their last interest rate was, what their last vehicle was, what their last – I'm still going to do all that. So the experience difference is only if your dealership is making it different.
If, your salesperson responds differently, right?
Right.
If your salesperson responds differently.
That's it. I believe that when you deal with customers, you treat them all the same, period. So give them all a great experience. Treat everyone the same. I don't have a subprime department in our dealership. We don't. I've never had one in any of the stores I've worked in because we don't have a different division for subprime. It's the same person. They're human beings that came on my lot that had a vehicle. That's all they are. Prime, subprime, that's something we talk about when it comes to lenders and stuff. But when it comes to people, it's people. So I don't have a different experience. So that's my answer, Terry. Yeah. Terry knows me real well. I love Terry.
But Disney doesn't change their experience.
Yeah, Disney doesn't change their experience because you're staying at a value resort or if you're staying at one of their resort space. Still, you go to the park, you still get the same experience. So
I'm going to even take it a step further and say you might just have to have a little bit of empathy. A little bit.
Oh,
empathy.
Yes.
This person has went through possible hell and back. You know, God knows what they went through that the course of the last few years. And I think what might happen for that consumer is, you know, if they experience more empathy, you know, they will be more comfortable with you. They want to know that you're not judging them.
That's right.
And that is only in the case that somebody, you know, obviously just went through just horrible things. There's nothing wrong with showing your human side.
That's right. John Maxwell said that it doesn't matter. A person doesn't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when you're sitting there with that customer and they understand that, look, I know that there's challenges and I'm here to take them on with you. Actually, you're sitting with me because we're the best at being able to overcome these challenges for you. And when you put that type of a posture towards that customer, you start to build up on their certainty. You start to build up on their belief that there is success for them. There is somebody that wants to help them. And that ultimately is what leads to the referrals, the other people that start to say, man, you're certain about this person helping you. You weren't just like that. I want to go see them too.
You guys are spot on.
Well, we're drinking Car Guy Coffee. Speaking of, if anybody wants to go get themselves some Car Guy Coffee, they can go to carguycoffee.com.
That's right.
Order them some of this caffeinated consistency.
You know, before we get to the fifth question, we got some of these more comments. Matt, a moment ago, said everything is possible when you fall in love with your customer. I love that. That's another thing, you know, I was talking about Matt earlier. You got Charles Higgins. Charles, I'll see you later today, brother. Absolutely.
Charles.
I have seen many dealers take a look at a credit bureau and make a decision for the bank and never send the application over, basically what he's saying. He says that he has a post-it note that says, just send it. Sometimes you never know what the bank is willing to do. I agree.
There is a
slight line that you're going to have to alter. Like, if they don't have a job, you can't submit that deal. If they don't have a way to pay the vehicle back, that's the only time I don't submit. Like, if somebody literally, there's people who do it, folks. There's people who walk in, has no job, no income. They're, I'm getting ready to get a job. Well, I want to submit it, but I can't, right? So there's some cases where you can't submit every deal, but I submit every qualified when it comes to their income and things like that 100% of the time. Let's see. You got Randy. He says, we just had a customer come back, traded in her 19.95% loan for a 7.7. She's happy and will be a customer for a lifetime. Yeah.
Yes, she will.
100%.
I see why I work with Randy.
Yeah. And then Randy says, bad things happen to good people. I love that. I say it all the time. It's so true. You know, everybody's been through something in their life. Everybody's been through, you know, people have been through divorces. People have been through coronavirus and lost their job that was making like six figures. And now they're making nothing or they're making half of that, right? So their life had to be altered, you know. So things happen to good people. This world, it's just ever changing. But here's the thing. Everybody goes through bad spells, right? When you go through a bad spell, eventually you're going to get back up. At least we hope, right? So once you get back up, you're going to remember the people who helped you get back up. So that's the whole point of all this right here. So I love this. So let's get to the fifth question for you, Nancy. I'm excited about this fifth question. The fifth question is something actually Lou was one of the first ones to ask this question. It's about your work life. We all have things in our life that we're very proud of, things that we received or accolades that we were like, wow. But there's something that in your life has been the greatest reward. The thing that if, because of what you've done or what you've been through, there's something that's come out in life that has been something that you absolutely just love. What is that reward and what would that be?
Oof, man, loaded. That's a good one. It's a good one. You know, I don't know if I can sum it up into just...
Sum it up as many
as you want. Put an S at the end of it.
Reward.
I would say, let's say a couple of things. First and foremost, hopefully being a good example of, leadership. That's something that I hope people have taken away from all of this. And I hear it a lot, and I guess I've been happy to hear that I have changed, some people, especially past employees that have gone further in their lives now, that have come up further in their positions here.
Yep.
That is the most fulfilling thing you can hear from somebody else, is that what you taught them allowed them to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's huge. And that's something that I take dear in heart. Like people I've touched, people I've been the leader of in the sense, that I want to make sure that I was able to help them grow and touch them and help them be encouraged to do the same thing for others, right? And also in my, even with like peers, people that are, that are at my level, I hope that I do stuff that influences them to move on and do things like that too. So that's a great way to have. And you're just starting, you're still a young puppy, so you got a lot of time left in life to do all kinds of amazing stuff, and you're just beginning, and you're definitely blossoming, and I think that you naturally shine, and I think that if you add more light to that shine and you keep pushing towards it, it's going to really do amazing things for you, for the business that you're at now, and for whatever future endeavors that you do. And we really hope to be, we appreciate you for being on here and doing that and answering these questions. Now, we do have another section we're going to get to. It's our fresh news, and this is where we want you to talk about your business some more and what you guys have to offer and whatever else that you want to talk about, podcast, whatever. I'm just saying. But I want to, we're going to get to that. It's our fresh news section, folks, and fresh news is awesome. Nancy Marie Benjamin is on the Car Guy Coffee podcast. She's been an amazing, amazing guest to have this morning. I'm so excited. I'm wide awake. I'm ready to tap this day and get encouraged and help other people get encouraged, because that is a great reward to have, is to help other people and help them become more. So,
yes, Nancy is a solutionary that is rising in this industry and is continuing to solve problems for people. And she's not letting whatever the issues are of customers or business limitations or mindset things to stop people from being helped by her company. And we do honor that. We appreciate the time that you spent. Again, folks, if you're just now jumping in, when this goes off, you need to go back, listen to it a little bit. She's overcome some things that all of us encounter. All of us encounter loss inside of our life. All of us encounter situations where we need to find a way to continue to drive forward after life hits us with some pretty heavy things. And I'm so thankful that we've had the chance to have Nancy on this section of Car Guy Coffee podcast. We are on to fresh news, Fred. You about ready for that?
I am ready.